Regarding Kaporos, a friend wrote me, "I don't mean to disappoint you, but for your information, Kaporos with a chicken is a remnant of devil worship. Same goes for Tashlich. I'm not joking. However, most Rabbanim are ignorant of this. Just as idol worship was once difficult to root out, so is devil worship, and it survives today in such Jewish folk customs. Also, point for thought, the way the Moslems worship with their rear ends in the air is reminiscent of the way Baal Peor was worshipped. Difficult to root out, so it was repurposed. By the way, the Jewish way of prostrating oneself is to lie flat. Can the Rab please comment as to the veracity of these two statements? Thank you, Anonymous Israel." The truth is, there were those that opposed the minig of Kaparos. However, the minig was widespread already in the time of the Gaonim. And even though the Ramban himself prohibited the minig of Kaparos because of Darkei HaEmori, because of idolatrous leanings to it, but the minig has been accepted, was accepted all the way back from the time of the Gaonim with many reasons for it, and therefore it is a bona fide minig. Some say that one should not look specifically for white chickens or roosters, because that does smack of some kind of idolatrous leaning. But otherwise, the minig is a minig and is not devil worship. Same thing goes for Tashlich. Tashlich has sources even in the Gemara, and it has nothing to do with devil worship. And the way that people bow, people have been bowing like that, there's different kinds of bowing. There's bowing on your knees, there's bowing on your knees with your face down, similar to what the Muslims do, and that has nothing to do with Baal Peor. Baal Peor was not just that they put themselves in a certain position, but they defecated in front of the idol.